In his latest book, Life is Messy, Catholic author Matthew Kelly tells the following story. Many years ago, I was on my way home from work, and a friend came to mind. It occurred to me that I hadn't heard from him for a few days, and I knew he had been having a tough time. I have no idea what led me to do so, but I drove to his place on the other side of town to visit him. When I opened the door, he looked horrible. The place was dark, and there was trash everywhere. We opened the curtains to let some light in, and a few windows to get some fresh air circulating. I suggested that he shave and take a shower while I ordered a pizza and tidied up a bit. He resisted for a moment, but I said, "Come on, you'll feel so much better. And when you're done, the pizza will be here." We sat on his front porch eating pizza and telling stories, and when we were done, I drove home. The next day, I opened my mailbox to find this handwritten note from him. "I was going to kill myself last night. Then you stopped by just to say hello, and I thought to myself, somebody does care. So thank you." I read that story the other day and the thought occurred to me, wow, that's a really good Christmas story. That's an excellent Christmas story. Now I know there's no mention of Christmas there, and for all we know this event might have taken place on a sunny day in mid-July. But the message of Christmas and the importance and the power of the Christmas event are all there. Let me explain what I mean. Matthew Kelly's friend found himself in a terrible situation, a situation of suffering, a situation of pain that he could not get out of on his own. And he knew it. That's why he was planning to take his own life. He had lost all hope that his life would ever improve. He needed someone else. He needed a savior of sorts, savior there with a small s. In other words, he knew he needed someone outside of the situation who could help him to do what he could not do for himself. Thank God Matthew Kelly responded to the promptings of the Holy Spirit that day, went to his friend's home, and fulfilled that role for his friend, literally saving the man's life in the process. Christmas, my brothers and sisters, is about a God who loves us so much that he was willing to step down from his heavenly throne, take on a human nature, be born in a stable, live among us for 33 years, and then die a horrible death. He was willing to do all those things in order to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. You see, just like Matthew Kelly's friend, we're all in a situation that we cannot get out of on our own, whether we realize it or not. We're in a situation of sin. It's because we're all sinners. We sin every day of our lives, whether we're aware of it or not. Consequently, we're all in need of reconciliation with God. We're in need of reconciliation with the Lord, both for the bad things we do and for the good things that we do not do. Problem is, we can't save ourselves. We can't be our own saviors. We cannot reconcile ourselves to God, no matter how hard we try, no matter how good we are, no matter how good we think we are. That's because God is infinitely holy, whereas we are finite, imperfect human persons whose actions have only a finite, limited value. It's only a divine person whose actions are infinitely effective. Only a divine person could bring human beings forgiveness for their sins and true reconciliation with God the Father, who is infinitely holy. Today we celebrate the birth of that divine person, Jesus Christ, who was born into this world 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem and who died on that cross 33 years later in Jerusalem for our sins. Let me sum it up in this way. By what he did, Matthew Kelly saved his friend from physical death. And that was a great thing. We should praise God for that. But by his saving work, our Lord Jesus Christ made it possible for us to be saved from the eternal death of hell. And that is a far, far better thing. But for Jesus Christ to save us, we have to open our hearts to him and allow him to change our lives. Notice that Matthew Kelly's friend was saved only because he opened his heart to his Savior's love and responded positively to his Savior's message. You see that clearly in the letter he left in his Savior Matthew Kelly's mailbox when he said to his friend, "I was going to kill myself last night, but then you stopped by just to say hello, and I thought to myself, somebody does care. So thank you." Somebody does care. This man finally realized there was at least one person out there in the big bad world who loved him. And the experience of that love, the love of a true friend, changed his life. In fact, I'm happy to be able to tell you that this man who once contemplated killing himself has gone on to become a doctor. And he's now blessed to have, as Matthew Kelly says in his book, a wife and three children, a mortgage, and a dog. The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that Jesus Christ loves us much, much, much more than Matthew Kelly loves his friend, as great as that love might be. Jesus' love is infinite. But we have to respond to that love personally if we want him to save us from eternal death, as Matthew Kelly's friend needed to respond to Matthew's love in order to escape his despair. In other words, we have to open our hearts to the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and Savior there has a capital S. We have to strive to live his gospel message each and every day. And the fact of the matter is, we can all do this, regardless of what our past has been like. For Catholics who've fallen away and stopped practicing their faith, it's simply a matter of making a good confession, a good, honest, thorough confession, inviting the Lord into your heart, getting back to Mass every week, and beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that's nourished by the Scriptures and the sacraments. For those who've been faithful in the past, it's a matter of renewing your commitment to Jesus and his church in your heart. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, I think, said it best when he wrote, "It was wonderful, it was marvelous for God to come to this earth. But the marvel that makes us happy is our coming to him." It's my prayer that we will all come to Jesus this Christmas and stay with him so that he can save us.